morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. Of course, my name is Bill Sturgeon. I'll be with you for about 58 minutes. We got a great show, but it's a show you have to pay attention to because it's a big event and it's a wonderful cause. And I will start it off by saying breast cancer awareness, Relay for Life. It's coming up. It's a little early, but we want you to get it on your calendar. Because we know what happens once the spring comes and the snow goes, and it honestly, it will go. It goes every year. I checked it out. It will go, and it'll be here. And my wife and I, the Polish princess, we have a definite buy into this. My mother-in-law died of breast cancer long, many years ago. And by the time they diagnosed it, it was almost too late. So that's now changed. Monique is from the Cancer Association. And Ray, he was with me in prison. So no, Ray runs the Relay for Life here in Berkshire County. So now, as far as I just want to let everybody know that as far as announcements, I'm going to hold off till the end of the show because I don't want to tie Ray and Monique up. Ray has other duties and response, as does Monique, and I have to get my nap in. So you get old, you need a nap. Right. Yeah. So I'm going to start. Ray, you introduce yourself and your involvement, and we'll go from there. And that'll be your turn, Monique.
Well, thank you, Bill, and thank you again for the opportunity to sit down with you here via the Zoom that we're doing here. We greatly appreciate it. We're talking today about Relay for Life of Berkshire County. My position in the Relay is that of the event lead. I've been the event lead now for the last 8 years.
Wow.
So I handle sort of all the nuts and bolts of it, as far as arranging it. And Monique is with the American Cancer Society, and she'll introduce herself as well. And, you know, we work under her tutelage, as far as, you know, fundraising and stuff like that. But my involvement began about 16 years ago. My wife had thyroid cancer.
Okay.
And it was a couple of years after that, not right away, but a couple of years after that, that she came to me and she said, I think I'd like to do Relay next year. And quite frankly, like most people, and this is one of the things we kind of fight here, most people think it's a race that you run. And I said, we're going to run. And as we later got involved, we found out, and I found out, that it was a walk. And our first experience was we went to a meeting at the old ITAM Lodge in Pittsfield. And we went to this meeting and we walked in and the room was full of people. Everybody with their Relay for Life t-shirts, and they all sat in groups and they all knew each other. And we sat there and just took it all in. And when we left there after this meeting, I asked my wife, do you have any idea? Because we were going to form our team, which is what you do. You form teams to fundraise. And we were going to form our team. And I said, you know, do you have any idea what we're getting ourselves into? And that first year, we raised $1,500, which is for the first year. I tell people all the time, you got to start somewhere. And kind of proud of the fact that all these years later on, our team is called Gardino's Gang. And we consistently raise between $10,000 and $12,000, just our own team, which is mostly made up of our family. So that's what, you know, we've gone. So, you know, people say, how do you get started? I tell them how to get started. I said, don't try to overthink it, whatever. Just ask family and friends and help them support you. And, you know, for us, it's you know, put us in a situation where we can help out each year.
And there's so many wonderful people that I know. A real dear friend of my entire family's Debbie Dwyer. She was has been involved for years and years, and just a wonderful person. And Father Peter Gregory, another lifelong friend since we were kids. So he's older than I am. I want
just as nice though.
I want to get that in.
Yeah.
But Monique, tell us about you.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for having us on. I really appreciate the opportunity to kind of share exactly what we do. You know, one out of two people have been touched by cancer kind of closely. So my job, and it may just be a job, but I choose to work for the American Cancer Society. So we all have been affected one way or another. Mine in my family too. You know, my grandfather I lost, didn't get to know him because, you know, the big C word was something that you didn't talk about, right?
Oh, you did.
And it affected everybody. And so I didn't get to know him. I didn't get to know my mother-in-law because she lost her battle with breast cancer as well. And so honestly, my two sisters are thyroid cancer survivors. Wow. So, you know, but what I do is I partner with Ray. So with people just like Ray, their family, the people that have been involved with Relay, it's a partnership because we're not in this alone. And it isn't just work that we get done. You know, this month in March, we're ending it last day, but this was the month of colorectal cancer awareness month. You know, before it used to be the guidelines where it was 50 years old to go get. Now we've moved it down to 45 because it's best to get early detection. You know, we have made a lot of strides with the American Cancer Society in studies in how to help prevent and detect and treat and have services available. And that's only possible through people just like Ray. Him and his family are tremendous. You all are the people that are in their communities. I travel in from Springfield. I'm a new New Englander, so I've enjoyed, you know, kind of exploring the communities and getting to know people that are there because I see the passion, you know, I see what they bring to it. So it isn't just us. It isn't just the work that I do. It's the work that everybody in the community does, because the only way we're going to get to this finish line and so that I no longer have a job is if we all work together to find cures to get cancer survivable and a thing of the past.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about that. My father died of colon cancer. A late die, very similar to my mother-in-law. He had a lot of symptoms and doctors, and it was before all the, you know, colonoscopies and all that. And then finally, when they operated, it was too late.
Yeah.
But great strides have been made, and I just want to say this before I forget. You know, I met one of Ray's other friends. He's not as nice as you. He's really, but he's going to be there. Ray, you want to tell us about the food truck from Biggins and Diggins before we get into the other stuff? Because I want people to know. The other thing I have found with Relay for Life, it's not maudlin. There's survivor walkers. There's people. There's the teams are teams, and their camaraderie and laughter. And so sometimes people think anything with the big C, right? They're it can't be fun. It's an event. It's an event, and how you make it, you and your team, will determine what kind of an event. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Ray, you want to talk about that other, what's his name? The big guy there, you know, Biggins.
The big guy.
Yeah, yes. Big guy.
And he is just as nice as you are, Bill. Terry Bishop is somebody
What did I ever do to you? I think you're a good guy. No, I kid. He's a wonderful man.
He certainly is. I met Terry last year. We were looking for a vendor to partner with. We've since moved through COVID, and maybe we can come back to this in a second, how we arrived at Guardian. But I needed, we changed the times, and I needed a vendor that I could count on. So I had asked around in the city of Pittsfield for online to some friends, and the name kept coming back, Biggins Diggins. So I sent him a message. And he said, if my date is free, I'll do it. My wife and I went up and met with Terry. And one of the things that we have is we, in the past, when it used to be a 22-hour event or so, started on a Friday night, we would have a survivor's dinner. But now we're down to a 12-hour event. We do it on a single day. So it was going to be something that's going to start in the morning. So, I, you know, what I needed is we always try to provide a meal or something for the survivors when they come in. So I had asked Terry, somebody I had just met only 5 minutes before that, and I was really looking to see if I could just get a discount on some maybe breakfast sandwiches or something right. like that. And he says to me, he says, well, how many survivors are we talking? And I said, it could be 30, could be 40. He goes, whatever they want. Wow. Where do you find a guy like this? And yeah. He's continued since last year to partner with us. We just, our Gardino's Gang team, we just did a fundraiser in Pittsfield recently. Terry was part of that as well. So he's just been there. But getting, you know, Biggins Diggins is we're giving him a nice little plug here, Bill. But Biggins Diggins is located in Lanesboro. Yeah. And they have a new location at Clock Tower. That's in the old Eagle spot where I met you.
Yeah.
And they are going to be our primary vendor again this year, along with Grampy's Hot Dogs. And everybody seems to know Ernie Jordan as well.
Oh, and, Ernie, yeah.
And Ernie's a great guy as well. So, but that is our connection with Terry, and we greatly appreciate, because he speaks it not as a vendor. He speaks it to me as, you know, we're partners.
Right.
So,
yeah. That's terrific. I wanted people to know that there will be food there. There'll be porta potties. There'll be, and the other piece of it is, and Ray's going to get into it with Monique. It's like he said, it used to be like I'll say 24 hours, but now it's down to 12 and it's manageable. I've been there, and Ray, I'm sure you were there when it rained. The other, I think, and I'm so happy this has happened. It is back in Pittsfield. Amen. Because I know some of you I would read it. Somebody emailed me and I would read like I do the announcements. And you said, oh, I don't want to go down there. That's too far, you know. But it's back in Pittsfield, so you have no excuses. That's where I'm going now. And a lot of people, Ray and Monique and a lot of other team members and people, radio people, television people, reporters, we all support this because tomorrow, God, as awful as it may be, we could get a diagnosis. That's just kind of the way it is. It's out there. Monique's going to talk about and has mentioned a few things. But for those people, I don't know how to say this tactfully. You know, I've taken that Dale Carnegie course like 53 times, and I failed it every time. But for those people who are naysayers, please don't text me. Please don't call me. This is a wonderful organization. You see, Ray, he's just us. He's not some Monique. She's just a Monique working for the cancer, listening to your background. It's a vocation for you. It's not a job. Right. I mean, you've got it in your family and you've lost it. So those people who say, well, why, it's been years and they haven't cured cancer, because cancer changes. It morphs. It does this. It finds a new place. There's environmental factors. There's personal. There's still people who smoke.
That's absolutely right. There's a lot of people who still eat burgers three times and, you know, a day. Not three times a day.
But no, I start with sausage, you know, and then I work up.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, you have to have a plan. So, but no, absolutely right. It's down to what we can do, what we can control, you know, getting out and exercising, you know, seeing some sunshine, doing something about it. I mean, we're all are not perfect by all means. And you're absolutely right. Cancer does change. No, we haven't found a cure yet, but we have saved so many lives. We have, because we want to empower people in the community, just like Ray, just like the teams that are out there, and so that they can put out the 1-800 number. One of the great things that I enjoy about working for the American Cancer Society is information. When you hear the words, or your family member, your partner, your spouse, whoever hears the word, you've got cancer.
Yeah.
The whole world turns dark.
Boom. Yeah.
You know, and it's like the light goes out. You don't see what options are in front of you. And it just feels like, and you don't hear anything when the doctor's telling you, right? So what we have at the American Cancer Society and what we're able to provide is information. We've got the most up-to-date information. You can call us 24/7, 7 days a week, 365. Somebody's going to be there to answer. No, it's not a college kid that is trying to pay his way through school. No, it's not just somebody in a call center. Yeah. These are people that are very well trained, educated, have the resources available right in front of them. We have a lot of information. We work with different people. It isn't just the American Cancer Society with research grants and certain doctors and whatever. We do partnerships in the community. Like right now, we're working on partnerships in the Berkshire area with like transportation and to get people to their treatments. You know, a married couple that, you know, one has cancer, but the other one has to work to continue on with the benefits. So we work to try to make sure that they get somebody who can transport them to their cancer patient so the other person doesn't miss out on work. So, I mean, those are the situations we come across, and that's where we're here to help.
And again, it's a disease that morphs. It's a disease that takes on different things. And thank you, Monique, and the American Cancer Association for being the repository of right information. Don't listen to your friend in a coffee shop or where Ray hangs out at the bar. But seriously, get to the source. Mm-hmm. In the American Cancer Association, they're the source. And yes, cancer's been around a long time. When I was a kid, and that's a while back, they used to whisper, they have cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got the big C. And now this, you may not consider this part of the evolution of the American Cancer Society, but I do.
Yeah.
Because now people, excuse me, are not afraid to say, I've been diagnosed with cancer. And that has a whole new meaning now to people who hear that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not some scary thing. I'm starting to be like Biden. I don't want to be like that. But it was. I can remember when my father got it. You know, it was like, don't tell anybody. It was like, okay.
Yeah. It was treated as though it was like contagious. Ray can expand a little bit more on what we do for survivors. But we encourage everybody that has heard those words, because the minute they hear those words, they're surviving cancer. So we want to reach out to as many people out there as possible to let them know they are not alone. And Ray and his group has done a tremendous job in recognizing survivors, because those people give hope to other people, and they give hope to each other, and they're the lifelines to one another on that. And for the rest of us that are in the fight with them, because maybe one day we'll hear those same words.
I'm so happy you guys are on, because sunlight's the best disinfectant. So we're bringing sunlight to this. Now, somebody may be listening to this program, will hear today or have just heard or heard a couple of months ago, they have cancer. When Ray comes in, we'll talk about the event here in a minute, but the survivor rate is amazing. I've done some research, and depends on what cancer you have, when they get it. That's why it's important you go for your physicals and you do, you know, don't blow it off. Go in the early detection. And Monique, would you just address that for a minute? Early detection is almost better than not eating hamburger.
That's true. Absolutely true. Well, just like in the case of like your father, you know, it was too late by the time they found it. I'm sure he felt, you know, the whatever symptoms that he felt when it was, but the early detection has saved a lot more lives in that manner. Right. So our cancer survivor rate has gone up tremendously. We have dropped I hate to use the word, it sounds horrible, but it's the mortality rate, right? So
it is what it is.
Less people are losing their lives because they are getting in to go to have their breast exams done on a yearly basis, going to get their colonoscopies done. we're advancing so much more to like lung cancer now has some screenings where before we didn't.
Right.
And so the more people that participate, one of the things that American Cancer Society does, so just a little feathers in our cap, back in the 70s is when we did the, or no, I would take that back, back in the 50s is when we did a the cancer prevention studies.
Yeah.
That wasn't what it was called, but that's what was figured out that smoking causes cancer. And so then they started putting warning labels on there and doing all that kind of stuff. Of course, right now I'm still amazed at the amount of people that will buy $12 for spend $12 on a pack of cigarettes. But yeah. You know, that's a whole other radio show. But but yeah, they definitely there's a lot more options available for you. And you know, sometimes it's just best to know you don't have it. So get screened. You know, yep. What you may be feeling and can catch it in well enough time can help you survive it even more so if it is that.
And that's such good advice because it gives you peace of mind.
Yeah.
You know, like I have cancer in my family, my father. Okay. Yeah. So, and so I was faithful, absolutely faithful for my colonoscopies. And I was lucky because not to get too graphic, but I had polyps and those could have morphed into cancer. And so I encourage people. And again, I'm like Monique, I gave up smoking, not for health reasons, but because I'm cheap. And when cigarettes got over $1 a pack, that was it for me. I'm done. But Ray, we're going to be moving this event. Let's talk a little bit more about the event, the dates and where it's going to be and parking and all that crazy stuff.
Well, let me first start, if I may, how we got here. And yeah. You touched on something that's rather dear to my heart is our move from Great Barrington back to Pittsfield. The event was initially held at Wakona.
Yeah.
Way back in the day. I mean, it's probably almost 30 years ago now.
Yeah, I remember that.
We were not part of that event at that time, but I've heard so much about it and it was huge.
Oh.
It later moved to Noda Lake, Burbank Park, and it was there for a number of years. But due to some safety concerns, and you mentioned smoking and stuff, when you're running an event for the American Cancer Society, because the lake is open to the public, it's very hard to police that and have people smoking and drinking and so on and so. And there were some safety issues. So I was not involved in, I was just kind of probably just getting involved. I was not in charge of anything, but they moved it to Great Barrington. I have to tip my hat to the school in Great Barrington, Monument Mountain. They were phenomenal. They gave us anything and everything we needed. They gave us every reason never to move that event. The reason we moved the event in 2020, and unfortunately 2020 was a rough year to do that. The reason we came back is that all the time, and you've already touched on it, people would say, I'm not going to be going to the relay until it comes back to Pittsfield.
Right.
It was endless all the time. No matter what we said, that was always the excuse. So as you just said so eloquently earlier, we've removed that excuse.
Right.
We have now been since 2020. In 2020, we did a thing called Night of Hope, where we lined, our host now is Guardian Life. I should say that. Right. Berkshire Life, for those that have been here like myself forever. We set up the south parking lot, which is the large parking lot, with luminary bags. Yeah. And we put the bags all around there. That first year, we had over 1,500 bags that stretched all the way around that parking lot out to the front steps, if you're familiar with Guardian.
Yeah.
That was in 2020, which was just a drive-by. 2021, we did a small-scale event. Just in the evening. And then last year was 2022, more getting closer to what we would call a traditional relay. We've now packed it into one complete day. The opening ceremonies begin at 10 a.m. And the closing ceremonies at 10 p.m. And we start our day just like everything that, you know, people enjoyed seeing before, the survivor lap, a luminary ceremony in the evening. And another thing, if I may go back to something you said, it's true. It's, you know, people think sometimes it's the cancer type thing and it's going to be sad and gloomy and stuff. It really is almost nothing like that. We have teams that fundraise all year long. They come together. And it's a time that we all get together. I say at the meetings all the time now, after being involved here for about 13 years or more, some of these people, they're like, most of these people are family to me. And that's why, and that's what it is. So, and when the survivors come, which is interesting, the survivors stick around for a little while after their initial walk, if they're healthy enough to do so. And they talk to other survivors. And this is where the support comes from, that Monique had said, that they share different stories. They look for certain people that they've seen in the past and check on their health. So it becomes an event, you know, for not only are we fundraising, but it's also an event where people can reconnect. And we have a lot of fun stuff that goes on. The weather is always a concern. As you've mentioned rain before, that's always my biggest concern is rain, because it's a rain or shine event. This past June last year, we did not have rain, but we had 95 degree temperature. So all I would say at that time, well, at least it isn't raining. But going back to the people that I'm just the leader there. But, you know, all our teams and stuff like that, some of which go back all the way back to the Wakona days. You know, they're all deeply rooted in this. And to them, and this is the part that kind of drives me crazy. I mean, I have people that are in South County that went all the way to Wakona and they'll go anywhere else. So when I told them we were going to go to Guardian, which I found that to be the safest spot and still be in Pittsfield, you know, they do so. And like I said, they're family, you know, they call me Relay Ray. That's my nickname. And I guess I'm going to be stuck with that for a long time.
Well, I won't share some of the names I get called from doing this program, but we'll move on from there. Relay Ray would be a compliment to some of the ones. But, you know, the other piece I have found with any kind of issues, life issues, is when you first get told, like cancer, you think you're the only one. You maybe, I mean, I've talked with my family people, but also others, that I've got cancer, and what am I going to do? Well, first thing, medically, you get what you're supposed to do, but then you find a group, and you, all of a sudden it becomes clear to you, you're not the first person in the world to have cancer. And you know, I have to say to my friend Gene DeLeo, who runs the Hillcrest campus, Berkshire Medical, and the cancer people who treat cancer out there, and what a magnificent place it is, because it's bright and you look out the windows and you get your infusions or whatever you're there for. And everybody there cares about you. Everybody. Or my cousin and her husband both had cancer, and I would bring them, and it was always cheerful. It was never, and I want to get that across. This is not a gloomy, doomy thing. It really isn't. And these folks have worked hard to make it, I don't want to say festive, but make it an event. So
we celebrate our survivors.
We have to take a 1 minute break. And we'll be right back. This is 89.7 WTBR FM on your radio dial. We're simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. That's on Spectrum Cable. We're on, you know, all those other things. I'm not a techie. The guys know. Please stay tuned. There's a lot more to tell you about the event. And I will just give you a couple of heads up. There's plenty of parking. There's handicapped access. It's, as Ray said, it's a safe place, but it's also safe getting in and getting out because there's a traffic light. So what I'm trying to do, you probably can sense, I'm taking away your excuses. And you can say, well, that old fat ball guy said, And that would be right. We'll be right back. This is, stay tuned, please.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR. FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community Action Council. BCAC is in need of licensed contractors to service low-income clients who are in need of insulation and heating upgrades, offering a consistent project pipeline, quick payment turnaround, and more. Contact Julie for more information at 413-418-3664.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBRFM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. These wonderful people, Ray, and Monique, Monique is from the American Cancer Society. Ray is the area director for Relay for Life. Now, it's back in Pittsfield, so don't use that excuse. All right. I know some of you think going to Dalton is like an overnight trip. It's not. But Ray's back. We're in Pittsfield. It's at Guardian. It's safe. I have a bunch of things for people, but I'm going to let Ray do it. Here's what I'm going to say, why I'm so happy it's at Guardian. There's a traffic light to get in and get out. There's ample parking. There's handicapped access. There's every excuse that you can come up with not to go. Don't do it. We're going to have food there. Biggins and Diggins. If you've ever known Biggins and Diggins, they're going to be providing, their food truck's going to be there, so there'll be food, there'll be potties, there'll be everything that you can try for an excuse. So with that, so Ray, the survivors is always, to me, I can remember years ago at Wakona looking up and seeing two people, the teachers that I had, that were in the survivor walk. And it just touched me that, because I was I don't know why. It just, look at them walking around and being, a survivor. And that's got to be an awful uplifting thing, I think. Not a depressing, uplifting.
It most certainly is. And then our event, that's how we kick things off with our survivor and caregiver, because the caregiver
is as important as anybody to this. Because they're the ones that take their loved one to, their appointments and stuff like that. They're there when they definitely need it. So we celebrate those survivors with a special lap, and that's how we start the event. And like I said, just to see them each year, it does bring a tear to you as you see it. Now, fortunately, over the years, the numbers have dwindled a bit, and that's a good thing too. Less people, but some people, and they're so proud of it. We give them a paddle with a number. They write their number on. Every year it says, I'm a survivor, and you'll see anything from, 6 months to, 25, 30 years. And they're proud of that. And, like I said, so we recognize those survivors and those caregivers initially with that first lap.
Yeah. And it's like I said, to me, it's uplifting because it demonstrates you can beat this. It's not a death sentence.
Right.
But as Monique will tell us, we've talked about this in the first half, because this is a morning show, people are coming in and out and getting kids on buses and taking showers. Monique will tell you, you got to help and do some stuff yourself. And let me say this first, because I was a smoker. No question about it. But I have given it up over 40 years now. So you can do it. And as I told Monique and Ray at the break, I didn't do it for health reasons. I did it because I'm cheap. And when cigarettes got over a dollar, I said, that's it. I can't afford this anymore. But Monique, there's environmental factors. There's all kinds of things. But for those naysayers that say, well, they haven't collected money for cancer for years and they haven't cured it, Well, there's a lot of reasons. Monique will share a couple, and then I'll just throw my two cents in.
Yeah, by all means. And one of the things that we do actually are trying, because we know there's more cancer survivors out there because there's more people surviving cancer. And that's one of the things that we want to increase in our relay. Ray is right. I mean, it's so hopeful. It's so celebratory to, and it's just moving. It really is to watch those survivors start out and they're smiling, and it's an accomplishment, you know, a privilege to some people that don't get to grow old, you know? And so it is definitely moving for everybody to see the cancer survivors out there. And we want to see them. They can come see, be a part of the survivor walk. They can, you know, get their t-shirt and be with others. You know, we talked a little bit about how they share their stories and whatnot. And sometimes are able to communicate with others and help them themselves. Right. One of the things that American Cancer Society, provides is also a virtual connection. So one of the great things that the pandemic kind of grew was that grew tremendously. So maybe, you know, somebody's been diagnosed with breast cancer, but maybe, and it's a specific type of breast cancer. Well, nobody else around them has it or in their community, but they can connect with somebody online and they can go through the same, like, what did you experience and how did this happen for you? Or what else kind of helped, or, you know, different kind of situations. So you can connect to people. We're all about connecting people. And so getting those people out there to show what it is, it's definitely a celebration. That's what we like to kind of consider it as. And Ray can kind of tell you about the Luminaria ceremony that they have.
Yeah, please. So, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Ray, you want to share?
Sure. So in the evening, approximately it'll be around 8:30 at night, we'll have a luminary ceremony under the main tent, which is right in the center of that parking lot there. And what we do each year is typically I'll have a couple of survivors that'll tell their story. We'll also have sometimes a caregiver. I've had some other people like a doctor or something like that. We try to keep it to a little less than an hour. And it's very uplifting to hear somebody else, because you never know. And I have to go back to something, you know, in the early years, I think it was in 2016, my wife was I'm not sure if I mentioned this on the air, but my wife was a thyroid survivor of 16 years. Wow. And I had her as one of the speakers. And she wasn't the type that could really speak or felt comfortable speaking, but she did. Well, she spoke, and about 15, 20 minutes later, as we're walking the track at Monument, somebody came up to her and said, I was recently diagnosed with the same thing. And so she talked to that lady, and we've since run into her for the last number of years at the relay. And, you know, she is a survivor now as well. But at that moment, they connected. And that's what I told my wife. I said, you may feel uncomfortable about doing that right now, but you never know the impact that you're going to have on that one person.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with the 800 number and everything else. You have an opportunity to be able to connect with somebody. But after the luminary ceremony, because we have the luminary bags that are all around that whole parking lot, we have a silent lap. And that's, we give, it's a silent candle lamp, and we give all our, anybody that's attending the luminary ceremony as a candle. And, you know, we have a bagpiper who's done it. I'll give him a plug as well, because he's a great guy, Pete Cole of the Berkshire Highlanders. He's been with us for years, and Pete plays for us. And to see everybody come out quiet as can be, and just walk silently and look at the bags and stuff, very moving. Very moving experience. My favorite time of the whole event.
Like I said, and I repeat myself, but again, it's a morning show and I'm old. So that comes with age. But seeing two teachers, I never forget. And it was one of the first ones up at, you know, in Dalton. I was taken back. You know, I mean, I can't really describe. I was sad. I was happy that they were survivors. Sad that they had it. But if you see it, and me saying to the Irish mother, don't you know, she had a saying, here but for the grace of God. And I think for people who haven't had cancer, you should say to yourself, watching it, here but for the grace of God go I, because cancer is prevalent still. There's a lot of reasons for it, but there's environmental reasons, there's food reasons, there's a lot of things. You know, thinking back, riding behind, when we were kids, we'd ride our bicycle behind the truck spraying DDT to kill the mosquitoes. Yeah, but we're still there. We're not normal, but we're still here, you know. But seriously, this is going to be a great event. We're going to give you the dates and the times. And once again, I know I'm driving you crazy, but that's my job. There's no excuse not to go. There really, if you've had cancer or you have cancer, go. You're not alone. You're not the only one with cancer. You're not the only one with a terminal disease if you are terminal. But today, through the efforts of the American Cancer Society, we're saving more people than we're losing, kind of, you know? And some of it we got to do. Like, I'm going to just give you this checklist. Do you smoke? Give it up. You know, do you eat a lot of whatever? They got a whole thing. But more importantly, and most important, when was the last time you were at your doctor for a physical? Because early detection can save your life.
Right.
Bottom line. I mean, you know, sometimes you just gotta hit somebody over the head with a baseball bat to him say, you know, I don't go to doctors. I don't believe in doctors. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Do you believe in undertakers? Because you'll meet one of them. You know, I mean, kind of crude, huh? Yeah, I'll work on that. So, Ray, give us the times, the date, most importantly, the times and anything else relevant to the actual event.
Okay, thank you. So the event is on June 24th. The location is at Guardian Life, formerly Berkshire Life in Pittsfield. Yep. Okay. The Survivor Lap begins at 10, promptly at 10 a.m. Okay. Last year, we tried something new because we wanted to get other people involved. If you've never been to Relay, but perhaps we got a hook, we added crafters last year.
Oh, cool.
So we have our Relay teams who fundraise. And then on the other side of the parking lot, there are crafters. So it'll be about a dozen crafters there as well. We also last year added antique cars. So we're just finalizing some things there. So if you've never been to Relay, but you like cars, or you've never been to Relay and you like crafters, then it gives you the opportunity and the reason to check it all out, because who knows, you may end up saying, geez, this is a good thing. And I've learned a lot. So again, 10 a.m. is the Survivor Lap. We encourage survivors to get there by 9:30 so we can get them registered and in line and stuff. We did the Survivor Lap. And during the course of the day, we have a variety of things that are going on to keep people involved.
Yeah.
But the primary thing is to walk around, look at the luminary bags. There's, like I said, we've had as many as 1,500 one year. And then, of course, we light those bags all at night, too. And I guess I missed that earlier when I talked about the Silent Lap. All those bags are lit, too. A little shameless plug here as well. We need volunteers. If somebody out there, you know, would like to volunteer, we can use volunteers at the relay on the day of the event, either set up the next day, helping us break things down. We have live music. We have, we also have, you know, a DJ that'll be playing music all day as people come to walk. And then we have a couple of other fundraiser type things that we do. One has been very successful. We have a golf ball drop. We sell golf balls at $5 a piece.
Yeah.
We drop 1,000 golf balls. And the last 3 years or more, we've sold out on all those golf balls. So it's $2,500. It's a 50-50, $2,500 for the relay, $2,500 to our winner.
Wow.
So, and that's turned into be something that people look forward to in purchasing either their golf balls and stuff like that. So we drop those right around just before the luminary ceremony. But there's all sorts of things going on during the course of the day.
Well, and again, I know we've said this and we'll say it again. It's not a maudlin, depressed, sorrowful time. Actually, it's an uplifting kind of fun time because you're interacting with other people. There's events. There's going to be a food truck. These are all the things people worry about. There's going to be potties, you know.
Covered.
Yeah, covered potties and entries. But the importance is to support this, because tomorrow, I mean, I can go to the doctor and tomorrow they can tell me you have a cancer. And one other group that I really want to address, if you don't mind for a moment, veterans from Vietnam out, Vietnam veterans, and now this new PAC Act, the burn pits and all of this. There are so many diseases and cancers that come out of this. Get to a doctor, get your checkup, get enrolled in the VA for their medical care. Because no one knows what the future brings. And while Monique and the American Cancer, they have been made great strides in creating this group of survivors. But there's those folks that just, they reach a point that, well, I won't get it, or I'm invincible, until they get it. And then they're saying, boy, I should have gone to the doctor. I don't mean to preach, but I've lost my own dad, not to his own fault. He's been dead for over 40 years. They weren't really sure about any kind of cancer. And then when they operated, it was way too late. He had colon cancer. So, my mother-in-law, same kind of thing, over 40 years, had a lump on her breast, went here, went there. Next thing you know, she's got terminal cancer. I don't want to do that to make it sad, but I want to do it to make it real, because we don't know what tomorrow brings. And you know, there's so many environmental issues today. These folks will tell you about environmental. Thyroid cancer is something no one ever heard of many years ago, and now it's kind of prevalent. Monique, am I off base with that? Because I heard Ray, but I know like three or four people who've had thyroid cancer.
Oh yeah, it is a lot more. Because it's kind of silent, the symptoms are not always as what we think. Some people are tired, and I mean, there's a whole list of symptoms that you can get through. So I'm going to do a couple of shameless plugs. So to get the information, please, because of the fact that I am talking about, you know, you can connect with us, you can do that. You can find more information. And I'm agreeing with you here, Bill, is that the best decision is an informed decision. Right. So getting the early detection is important. Yep. So you can find more information, not only of what symptoms could be or the information that's out there on cancer.org. You find all kinds of information where events are, information about services that are in your area. And then you can call our 1-800 number, which is 800-227-2345. That's 800-227-2345. So you've got that to call. Again, we're available 24/7, 365, and you can find that. Now, to find out more information about our local event, we're on, and you can still find it through the cancer, just a little bit more searching, but relayforlife.org/Berkshire County. That's information exactly of what they're doing. You'll see the great things people are doing on their fundraising. You can donate to, may recognize somebody that you know, that's a neighbor that is, you know, fundraising for the American Cancer Society. Donate to them online. We try to make it as easy as possible, try to get the information out there. We are the American Cancer Society. We want people to know exactly what we do.
And I'll tell you, become part of it. Ray's going to give you how you can help contact or become a volunteer. And you don't have to be there the whole 12 hours. If you can be there for 2 hours or I found volunteering, you're better off for it. I mean that. There's days that I ask myself why I do this program, but I just try to be a community person, and I enjoy volunteering. Ray, you want to give us that info?
Sure. The absolutely easiest thing is to just email me, and I can put you in touch with whatever. And my email address is ray.gardino, that's G-A-R-D-I-N-O, at yahoo.com. So, or my cell phone number is 413-717-2592. Either way is great. Would love to hear if somebody wants to get involved, if they're a survivor and need help getting registered. As Monique has said, they can go to relayforlife.org/Berkshire County. And at that point there, you can either form a team, depending on when you're seeing this. If it's early enough, you can form a team. You can join another team. You can make a donation. But we really, really need to see here in 2023 a good showing from Berkshire County. We're back in Pittsfield, done as we were asked. Please come support us.
Yeah, and to form a team. And again, you gave good advice early on, Ray. Start with family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to have 45 people. If you can get 10, that's a big deal. You know, and I thank you guys for coming on, but I also thank you for all that you do. It's to me, this will hang with us for a while. I don't think there's a cure for cancer in the immediate future, but we could certainly cut the head off. An ounce of prevention cuts the head off of bad luck. And that prevention is get to the doctor, give up smoking. You know, if you in a place that uses chemicals, wear a mask. What do you care if people laugh at you? And I mean, they laugh at me all the time just by looking at me. So there you go. But I can't thank you guys enough. Anything, Ray, anything I can do anymore, please. Oh, there'll be food there. Biggins and Diggins food truck will be there. There's patties, there's safety. Now one, will there be, an ambulance crew there? EMTs or whatever.
We'll have safety people on the premises. One of the things one of the things we're going to do as well, and we have different laps. There's special laps. There's fun laps. Our theme this year is actually around a Christmas or a winter theme. It's called Dashing Toward the Cure. So there's going to be all sorts of things like that. But at noontime, we hope to do a hometown heroes lap. Where I'm in the process of sending out letters to all the local fire departments, police departments, CMTs, what have you. So I'm sure we'll have a very safe environment. And we want it to be an environment that you'll feel comfortable coming back year after year.
All I can tell you is, guys, thanks for coming on. This will play a lot, is all I can tell you. I've got a schedule for like 2 weeks from Monday or week, I forget, but then I'm going to reschedule. It'll play over and over. So, hopefully we'll get some positive results, and thank you both for what you do for so many, some of whom don't even know that you're doing it for them in the operative comma yet. Okay. Be well, my friends. I've got to read my announcements. Otherwise,
thank you so much.
Send me hate mail.
Thank you, Bill. We appreciate it.
You're the best. Take care. Bye. Very nice meeting you, Monique. I'll be in touch.
Same here. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, folks. We got coming up Sip and Support. That's for Unico. And they're going to have their thing on May the 5th at 6 p.m. And that will be at Proprietor's Lodge. And it'll be a wonderful event. Unico just does great things. Okay. That's all I'm going to tell you. Great things. The Right to Life, that's going to be in June. I'll get you more information. We just did a show on that. Berkshire Music School. One of my favorites. I can't say enough good things about Berkshire Music School. If you're interested in doing anything musically, singing, playing an instrument, call 413-442-1411. Also, April month, the month of April, on April the 5th, Gold Star Wives Day. And that's really, think about that one. April the 9th, National Former POW Recognition Day. And April 22nd, Operation Iraqi Freedom. We have to remind people of these things. RSVP, they're having a big event on April the 12th, 1 to 3, in the auditorium of the Berkshire Library and downstairs. And that's to celebrate 50 years of RSVP being in Pittsfield. It's a great event. I hope to be there and say a few words. Actually, I don't want to say anything. I hope to be refreshment. Wellness Day, 413-236-4525. Michelle Darrow, that's at BCC, the BCC Therapist Assistance Club. April the 22nd, all kinds of things. A 5K run, a 1K walk, massage chairs, raffles, education booth, health screenings. It's just, there's so much going on. Matthew Tucker is running a 6-week series of classes at PCTV to show people how to do TV production. You can find out more about that by dialing 413-445-4234, extension 0121. Also, coming up, Irish Dancers, two events that I want to get out to you guys. April 18th, Panera, Panera, they'll donate 20% of your check to them for the offset the cost to go to Ballina, Ireland for their Ballina's 300th anniversary. And also, Applebee's will donate 15%, and that will be on April the 4th. So all of those things are happening. If you're watching in at a different date, guess what? You missed them. This show will air more than once because of the Relay for Life event. God bless. Take care of each other. Why? Each other. It's all we have. Thank you. Have a good day.